The opinions voiced on this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, or financial advisor prior to investing. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, a member of FINRA SIPC.
Are you confident that your kids are going to inherit your estate well? Well, a lot of people aren't, and we're going to talk about that today. It's what really matters, and we start now. Welcome to What Really Matters. This is your host, Peter McClellan. And these Fridays of late, I'm not going to be able to work with Jeff Hyback, our resident tactical money manager from Strategic Equity Management. So I'm on my own, but delighted to be here because I just love the time to be able to share some things that I'm seeing in the marketplace. Well, here's one that happened today. Just today, had a client in and she said to me, you know, Peter, my kids have never inherited money before. And I said, well, you haven't passed away yet. What do you mean? And so she just said, well, I mean, like, they don't know a thing about, and they're adult kids. I mean, these folks are getting up there, they're elderly, and they're just saying, they realize that their children have never had an inheritance, never had, never been discharged or had in charge of having to discharge an estate, you know, to settle it and claim, you know, do claims work and whatever else has to happen and logistics involved. And I think because at my office, sometimes we feel like we're swimming in it. We think everybody must be dealing with this. And the reality is there's a lot of people out there, you know, for the first time, they don't have any idea. Do we go to talk to the attorney? Do we have to go to the court? Do we go to probate, that court proceeding thing? So she asked me to put together, just a little bit of a logistical document about inheriting well and what her adult kids, she's got a son and a daughter, what they would do if and when they inherit some assets from them after this couple passes away. And I thought, you know, that's really insightful because it's painfully obvious to me at times that some people don't have a clue. I've had the experience before where someone's come in and they actually think that I have money in a drawer ready to give them money from their parents' account, from their IRA or from their mutual fund or something. And it's like, no, it doesn't work that way. The account is still held with the investment firm and we have a process involved here. But anyway, I think it's humorous because I had somebody thinking that I had money in the drawers here, you know, or in a safe here that I'd give people. Doesn't work that way. But I'm not poking fun at that person. It highlights the fact they just don't know. They had no idea. So I was putting together this document for the client and I thought, you know, a lot of people are in that boat. And it really begs the question, you know, are you confident that if you were to pass away at this point that your children would know, even if they're adults and they're out busy, you know, successful careers, doesn't mean that they've had the experience of settling an estate and knowing what to do. So I want to give you a couple things to think about. You know, first of all, what does inheriting well mean? I think well can mean a lot of things. But on the surface, you know, I'd say well would mean not having to have unnecessary delays and unnecessary legal fees with probate if you don't have to have them. And I'm not knocking probate. Probate, not a big deal for most people. It can be a hairy deal if you're famous like Prince or Michael Jackson and you don't have things spelled out properly. You really leave a mess for everybody. Then the world can view it because a probate is a public proceeding. Most people wouldn't want that to happen. So you can avoid that. You can avoid, in many cases, or at least mitigate taxation when death occurs. That's a positive thing. But again, a lot of people don't ever get around to planning. You can have, you know, a lot of things that you know, you don't want to have happen. Meaning you don't want your heirs, your children, adult children, to have to become detectives and search high and low for every file, every, you know, statement that comes in, trying to figure out what is it that mom and dad have. Doesn't need to be that complicated. In fact, one of the investment firms gave us that people are really liking, just a little booklet. And in this little booklet, it's a place where you can basically reference, you know, everything. You know, the one thing the client made me laugh today, the wife said to her husband, well, you remember Kurt so-and-so from that XYZ mutual fund or life insurance company. And he said, are you kidding me? That was 25 years ago. I don't know what that policy even looks like. And so they had this little bit of a spat about it. It was kind of funny, but it was like, she remembered it. He didn't. And he's like, you're right. We were right. We do have that thing. It's paid up, I think, right? Yeah, it is. So, but out of sight, out of mind. So this little booklet, it just jogs people's memory to say, you know, we have a little policy there. We have an account we opened at a credit union, has a little death benefit attached to it. We have a safety deposit box where we got some Uncle George's gold watch and a few gold coins we got from our grandfather or something, you know, whatever. But that stuff is what people have to try to figure out. And just the basic logistics. Let's say we have a brokerage account. It's in joint tenancy, meaning mom and dad own it together. But once the second of them die, how does it get to the kids? Well, if there's no other attachment to it, you can use something called a TOD or POD, payable on death or transferable on death. And that's just simply a registration that lets you take an account and title it in such a way. In fact, in Minnesota, you can title your house that way with the proper wording to get the house to pass directly to the kids. So there's no probate. They just inherit it outright and it's theirs. They can sell it. They can do what they want with it. So a lot of folks don't realize that. And I'm convinced of this. You know, this woman today had a lot of insight because she reminded me of this issue of a lot of people not knowing. And that's why she wanted some kind of document to just point the kids in a right direction. And let me show you what that would look like. For those of you who've never dealt with it or you're, you know, sharing this podcast with somebody who never has, this sounds kind of harsh, but you know, when people pass away, typically there's some kind of funeral service or something, even if they've been cremated, whatever, there's a service. And typically the funeral home or the cremation group that you work with will order the death certificates. Well, what are those about? Well, that's the official thing, just like you have a birth certificate. It's the same thing, kind of, but it's how you die, not what time you came into the world. It's kind of what time you left the world and why, how, what was going on, what you died from. And, you know, somebody signing off, declaring that you know, passed away at whatever time of day it was, on such and such a date. And that's a legal document. And it's something that the most investment firms need to at least see a copy of. Some want to see an original. Others will simply take something as simple as something that references it, like an obituary in a newspaper, you know, something like that. It depends on the company. There's not a hard, fast rule. But here's what happens. I said what these guys would do. If this couple were to pass away today, I want to instruct their kids and to come in and see us. And at that time, we would make sure that if they brought us a death certificate, we'd have them sign claim paperwork. And the claim paperwork just is a way for if you're going to keep an account your parents had, you want to keep it running for yourself. You know, let's say in this case, there was a couple of heirs, a son and a daughter that were, you know, families of their own, but they come in together, they would basically each get an account set up. So whatever the parents had would be split in that case. And if there's three kids, it gets split three ways. If there's four or whatever, you know, or if there's part of it that goes to charity, there's any number of things you can do. But getting some guidance, a lot of folks don't know this. You bring those death certificates in, you sign claim forms, and then you have an account. And it's like, you mean I can just take money out of it when I want? Well, usually, yeah. Yeah, if it's an account you inherit, you can. You might want to keep it invested for the long term to have it grow for your own retirement. Maybe there's some things you need to pay off now. Everybody's situation is going to be a little bit different, but that's the value of having an advisor. I'm convinced of this. There's going to be those, I talked about it last time, those turning points in life. Well, certainly when a death occurs, especially when it's your parents, that's a turning point. And it can either be a nightmare for you or it can be a time where things have been laid out. And I just want to say a shout out to Jean. I won't mention her last name, but Jean brought this up to me today. And I went, oh, darn, if she isn't right. This is something I really need to encourage people to do because I got to tell you, it is so true when we say we don't know when we're going to go. I've had people who I thought would have lasted, you know, in good health, that they'd be here forever, and they barely make it into their 60s. Other people, you think, well, that guy's not doing so great, you know, winds up making it into their late 80s or 90s. We just don't know, you know, and people, oh, no way will I live that long. You don't know. You simply don't know. But the point is, whenever you're going to go, why keep all of this a mystery for your family? And that's the thing that I want to say about inheriting well. Taking some of the surprise out of what you would instruct them to do is so beneficial. Not just with the 401k latte company. I mean, bigger than that. A lot of people listen to this are either planners or they have advisors. And so it's not, I'm talking about just a way of helping people to make that transition and not make it such a overwhelming process. And I tell you, I've seen it. I've seen people come in, you know, like deer in the headlights. They just don't know what to do. They're kind of, what does this mean? What does that mean? And it can be a lot easier than we make it. But I think, first of all, you have to be like Gene and say, I want my kids to know what to do. And I rather would give them a document now or some kind of instructional guide to say, here's what you'll want to do when I'm gone, when my estate turns into your inheritance. It's not morbid. It's a fact of life. If you live long enough and you don't burn through it in the nursing home, you're going to have something to pass on to somebody. And it's usually somebody you care about. So don't make their life more complicated than it has to be. Get that type of work done. And it's something we help people with all the time. Sometimes it's as simple as having this little booklet filled in where you list where things are, where the bank is, where the insurance is, where the, you know, what the real estate tax typically is, where the where it gets paid. You know, a lot of this stuff you want to plan for too, if you became incapacitated, couldn't pay your bills, that kind of thing. It's both planning for incapacity and for death. It can happen. It does happen every day. So on that note, it's a positive thing. You know, think about this. The way most people I meet are just crazy about their kids. They whether those kids are little ones or whether they're big and you know, like mine, are getting up there and they're, you know, getting out of college, and I'm just delighted. I'm just delighted by what I see them doing with their lives. It just excites me. So anyway, I lost my train of thought thinking about my kids. See, I'm a little ADHD, I think. But hey, who doesn't? When you're thinking about your kids, it's normal to be kind of excited about them, right? That was my point. And the question is, are they really aware of your stuff and how and what they should do if you were to pass away today? For most people, the answer is sadly no. They don't have a clue where you've kept things. Talk about it. If you're interested in getting this little booklet, you know, email us at the 401k Latte Company. You can email office@401klatte.com, and we'd be happy to send you a copy of it. So at any rate, at the 401k Latte Company, we really stress connecting the dots, and that happens in conversation. So our tagline is invest in a conversation.
You've been listening to What Really Matters with Peter McClellan, a chartered financial consultant with the 401k Latte Company in Lakeville, Minnesota. For a no-cost consultation or second opinion of financial issues, call us at 952-882-0400. That's 952-882-0400. Or visit us online at 401klatte.com. That's 401klatte.com. We want to remind you to invest in a conversation.